Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to discuss with you seven keys to victory. It is the will of God that you experience total victory and success throughout this year. Our text is taken from 1 John 5 and 4, which says, "Everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." The seven keys to victory are produced by your faith. God predestined that your faith would carry you from victory to success throughout the entire year. Regardless of your circumstances, God has provided seven keys to keep the door to victory and success unlocked in your life. And that's what we're going to continue to talk about today. That first key that I mentioned last time was to have faith in Christ. You must establish and nurture a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, His Son. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, He is the truth, He is life. No one can come to God except through Him. And 1 John 5 and 4, we just read that, it says, "And everyone born of God overcomes." If you have been born of God, you are an overcomer today. You have victory in your life. Now, born of God refers to the new birth or being born again spiritually. This happens through believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He is the only means of salvation from sin, and by accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. Now, why do we need a Savior? Well, because we were all born in sin. In fact, the Bible tells us in Romans 5 and 12, when our first parents sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone has sinned. Now listen to what Jesus tells us in John 3 and 3. He said, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Many people think that there are many paths to God. People think that if you're in a particular religion, then that's the way to heaven. No, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said you must be born again. Verse 5 goes on to say, "No one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water," which means repentance and baptism, "and born of the Spirit," or spiritually reborn through faith in Christ. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 4 and 12, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved." And we must be saved. We dare not take a chance and say, "Well, maybe the Bible is wrong." Let me tell you, that's the most dangerous thing you can do, because the Bible is not wrong. There is a heaven. There is a hell. We are going to either one to spend our eternity. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. And every single one of us have an appointment with God. And so it's important for us to know which way we're going. We're either going to a prepared place for prepared people, which is heaven, or we're going to a place prepared for unprepared people, which is hell. To go to heaven, you have got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. To go to hell, you don't have to do a thing. You can just live the life the way you want. You'll end up there. Jesus Christ is the only way, and God wants us to know that. That is the first key to success. in this new year. It's our faith in Christ. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, thank God, for he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the definition for the word victory in the Greek actually means success, a means to success. In other words, faith in Christ is really our means to success. That's why it's number one. You can do everything else, but if you don't have Christ, you've lost the means to success. So that's the first key. The second key we already mentioned was the fact that you have to have faith in yourself. You must maintain a healthy self-image, in other words. Now, as a child of God, you were predestined to be successful. Now, I want you to repeat after me. As a child of God, I am predestined to have and maintain success. Now, let me prove it to you. Once again, that same scripture, it says, everyone born of God overcomes. If you have been born again, you are an overcomer. You are a victor. So it's important for you to realize that. See yourself the way God sees you. You are his child. In Romans 8 and 17, it says that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Every day you should be confessing Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is important, folks, because how you feel about yourself is a determining factor in your success in life. You have to stop seeing yourself as a victim and begin to see yourself as an overcomer. Why? Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 23 and 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. What you are thinking, you become. That's why you have to see yourself as God sees you, as a child of God. Now repeat after me, I am a child of God. I put my faith in him. Therefore, I am an overcomer. See, when you believe that in your heart, that's what you'll become, an overcomer. You will have the victory every day of your life, regardless whether or not there's opposition. When you realize that you're God's child, there is nothing that can stand against you. The Bible says, the Lord is on my side. What can men do to me? Nothing, frankly. They can't do anything to you. Now, our wilderness experiences, and many of you in the wilderness right now, that wilderness experience that God gives to each of us is to develop faith in our lives, not fear. Amen. But a poor self-image develops panic when things go wrong in our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen. Or oh me. See, if you have a spirit of rejection, you will simply think that God is trying to kill you instead of grow you. You will feel, why is God doing all this to me? Oh, poor me. I mean, I don't know what I did to God that he's done all of these bad things to me. Listen, God uses trials. God uses the wilderness simply to help you to grow spiritually. So that you will know him more, so that you can fulfill the destiny, the purpose, and the plan that he has for your life. I want you to repeat after me, the wilderness is a place to grow, not a place to fear. See, you've got to understand, whenever you enter into the wilderness, you say, here we grow again. Why? Because God, he has something better for you. He has another level that he wants to take you through. And the only way you can get up to that level is to have more faith to elevate you to the next level God has for you. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, the children of Israel's poor self-image eventually kept many of them out of the land of promise. You remember, God sent Moses to deliver them from the slavery of Egypt. And then he sent them right into the wilderness to test them. But throughout the wilderness, they maintained the same mentality they had in slavery. Instead of saying we are children of God and he has brought us out and he has delivered us, they were saying in their minds, oh, what are we going to do now? There's no water. There's no food. Oh, it's better that we should remain in slavery. Oh, take us back to Egypt. It's important for you to understand, folks, that when God brings you forward in life, it's much better than where you came from. No matter how difficult it gets, it's better than where you came from, because God is only taking you forward. And if you have a poor self-image, you will think that God is trying to hurt you. No, God loves you. God's not trying to hurt you. God is trying to bring you into a new experience. God is trying to bring you into a new promised land or location, something that he has for you, something that you never had before. But the children of Israel missed this. And as a result of that, many eventually lost the promise. The Bible says in Numbers 13 and 30, the men who had gone up to spy out the land with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." Verse 33 goes on to say, "We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." You see, the way you view yourself is the way that others will view you. It's important for you to maintain good, healthy self-esteem in your life, or that low self-esteem will come through and other people will see it as well. Now, the lack of faith in your God-given authority will prevent you from entering into everything that God has for you, just like it did the children of Israel. Now, listen to God's response to them. It goes on to say in Numbers 14 and 23, God said, "They certainly shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it." Now, imagine this. God took it personal. God said, "They've rejected my word." What was his word? His word was, "I brought you out to bring you in. I brought you out of slavery to bring you in to a promised land, a place of blessing, a place where you won't even have to build the houses. They'll be there. You won't have to grow the gardens. They'll be there. Everything, the livestock, the cattle, everything I'm just giving to you because I love you." And they said, "Well, the circumstances look like you don't. The circumstances look like we can't go in and do this. The circumstances look like you brought us out here to kill us in the wilderness." So God said, listen. God takes it personal. When you begin to say, "Lord, I thought you loved me, but it looks like maybe I was wrong. Lord, I know you said you were going to bless me, but I don't see anything here." When you begin to look at your life and say, "Well, it's supposed to be coming together, but it's falling all apart," God takes it personal because, you see, Jesus died for you. God has already given you his best. See, the Bible says that he that gave his own son and delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? And when you say, "Well, Lord, that's what you say, but that's not what I'm experiencing," and you don't really have faith in God, God takes it personally. And God said about the children of Israel, "They certainly shall not possess the land that I promised them." God has promised each of us success. God has promised each of us wealth and blessing. But if we don't believe it, we'll never receive it. But don't blame God. It's because you didn't believe. It's because you didn't go in. It's because you didn't follow through.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says, "The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name." Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now there were two other spies. The 10 were the ones who didn't believe, and they spread a bad rumor to the children of Israel. They all believed it, and they all cried, and so they didn't go in. But there were two spies that believed what God had to say. And they walked in the authority of God that he had given them to be successful. Now listen to what one of them said. His name is Caleb. In Numbers 14 and 8, listen to what he says. He says, "The Lord loves us. He will bring us safely into the land and give it to us. It is a fertile land. It is flowing with milk and honey." And then he goes on to tell the crowd, "Do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land, for they are but bread for us to eat. The Lord is with us. What are you worried about?" Yeah. Now listen, they were on the same team, but there were two different mentalities. You can either recognize that you're a child of God, or you can look at the circumstances and wonder, "Oh, poor me, what is going on? They don't treat me right. Nobody respects me. Oh, no matter what I do, I can't make it." Even though God says that you're the head, you're not the tail. Even though God says you shall be above all and not beneath. See, the difference between these two is Caleb believed the word of the Lord. He began by saying, "The Lord loves us. God loves us. So we have nothing to fear." Listen, tell your neighbor right now, the Lord loves you. What are you worried about? Yeah, see, you've got to understand when God loves you, he's not going to let anything happen to you. You don't have to worry about that. Give the Lord a hand of praise right now. Come on. He believed because God loved him that there was favor on his life. Favor to be successful. And that's what I want to tell you today. Because God loves you, you've got favor. You say, "Well, we're in a recession." They say we're out of it, but it still looks like it. "I can't find a job. I've got problems. Things are not happening right in my life. I'm going through a bad time." Listen, folks, let me tell you something. God loves you. You're going to be all right. God is going to bring you out, regardless of what you're going through. It's just a matter of time. Just keep believing him. Just keep trusting him. Everything is going to be all right. Why? Because you are born again. You are an overcomer. Amen. You have victory. Amen. Always remember that regardless of what you go through. Now, this is what God said about Caleb. When God heard him speak, he said, "My servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has fully followed me, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it." Now, I want you to think about this. God said, because he had a different spirit in him, he wasn't afraid. He didn't have a spirit of fear. He had a spirit of boldness. He had the spirit of God upon him. He walked in the authority of God. And God said, because of that, he will inherit the land. But now get this. He said, "And his descendants shall also." Many of us need to remember that the progress we make in life also affects our children and our children's children. When we lack faith and don't enter into all that God has for us, our children can't enter in either. God is not just looking at you and saying, I give you success. He's speaking to generations to come. He's speaking to your children. He's speaking to your children's children and their children. Why? Because God is a God of generations. He's a God of families. God lives forever. What he's trying to do for you, he's really doing it for your children. He's doing it for your grandchildren. He's doing it for your descendants as well. That's why it's so important for you to believe God and keep victory in front of you this year. Somebody say amen. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Give the Lord a hand of praise because he loves you. Because you're more than a conqueror. Yeah. Number three, the third key is praying with faith. For goodness sake, if you're going to pray, pray with faith. In other words, when you pray, believe God's going to answer you. One of the most troubling things is when people are praying and wondering, well, is God going to answer my prayer? Let me just tell you how that works. If it's the will of God for your life, God's going to answer your prayer. If it's not, he's not going to answer your prayer. Now, look at the word and search it and see is what you're asking for in line with the will of God. If it is, then know that God's going to answer your prayer. If it's not, then don't even bother to ask. That was simple. That is what prayer is all about when you have a need. Is it something that God has already said that he would do for you? The Bible says, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And God's got a lot of riches and glory. They tell me the streets alone are paved with gold. If the streets are paved with gold, how much other good stuff does he have up there? So you don't have to worry. As long as it lines up with the word of God. And let me tell you something else. Anything that God doesn't want for you, you don't want it either. Trust me. Many people have gotten things God did not want, and they'd love to give it back right now. So pray with faith. Say, pray with faith. In Mark 11, 23, Jesus said, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you have received it, it shall be yours. Now listen to what the Lord says. He says you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it's going to come to you. That's the way God works. See, one of the most important ingredients about effective prayer is faith. When you pray with faith, it assures that your prayer will be answered. See, once you pray, expect to see the answer. Never stop praying till you get an answer. In fact, when you pray, believe you've already got the answer. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and 7 in the original language, which was the Greek. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open for you. Why? For everyone who keeps asking receives. And everyone who keeps seeking finds. And to those who keep knocking, that door will open. See, you've got to understand, God is not a genie. God is not Santa Claus. God is going to give you the answer to your prayers at a set time, on a set day. That is the way God answers prayer.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message is 7 Keys to Success. This is part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.